This is Dr. Singh, this is a continuation of initial evaluation dictation of Carol Johnson, date of birth 12/21/1964. Under review of system, general eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, unable to assess. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment not known, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment not known, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization not known. Next paragraph, social history. Current relationship, never married, number of children not known, current employment not known. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, the medical history, acute respiratory failure, type 2 diabetes, protein calorie malnutrition, secondary Parkinsonism, anoxic brain damage, hypertension, cardiac arrest, COPD, non-pressure chronic ulcer of left foot, history of urinary tract infection, tracheostomy, gastrostomy. Next paragraph, surgical histories, see chart for details. Next paragraph, family history not available, tobacco history not known, alcohol history not known, drug abuse history, per chart history of cocaine and fentanyl use. Next paragraph, MAR reviewed, no psychotropic medication. Next paragraph, blood pressure is 145 over 83, pulse 109, respiration 20. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, non-verbal motor movements, weakness, gait, not tested, speech, non-verbal mood, unable to assess affect. Constricted thought process, appears confused, associations unable to assess thought content, no spontaneous reports of any thoughts of harm to self or others, perceptual disturbance, does not appear to be hallucinating, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self only, but even that is questionable. Attention, concentration, not tested, but seems severely impaired. Fund of knowledge, unable to assess, but appears impaired. Sleep and appetite, has a gastrostomy tube. Next paragraph, current allergies, no known allergies. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Anoxic brain damage. G93.1 plans ongoing. Follow up with attending physician for medical management. Period patient's chart indicates history of major depressive disorder, but no way to know at this time, considering patient is nonverbal and has severe brain damage. Period, notify our service for any persistent mood changes, crying spells, hostility, agitation. Period, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. Period, long-term prognosis for improvement seems guarded. Procedure code 99304, end of dictation.